proclamation number 2445 dated the August 10th, 1942. Heartlessness. The world's battle against the teaching of love. Humanity's conduct cannot be reconciled with the teaching of Christ. For this requires actions of love. People's relationships with each other should be like that of brothers. But at the present time all people face each other with hostility, outwardly often united yet in their hearts only ever bearing their own advantage in mind and regarding their fellow human being as an opponent, because they either feel harmed or disadvantaged by him. The human race is completely devoid of love and therefore also opposed to Christianity, opposed to the divine teaching of love, which it no longer wants to comply with. For it requires effort to practice love, it requires a separation from material things, a shelving of one's own wishes and cravings. It signifies a sacrifice of that which is dear to a person. Selfish love must be fought against. The human being must educate himself to become modest to enable him to help his fellow human being by giving to him what he gives up. This sacrifice can only be made out of love and therefore love must be practiced. Yet only rarely will a person make this sacrifice for his fellow human beings. Each person only thinks of himself. This is why he finds the teaching of Christ inconvenient and supports people's intentions to eradicate it. Where heartlessness exists, the battle against the divine teaching of love will be waged without hesitation. And this heartlessness is widespread throughout the world. People outdo each other with brutalities they inflict upon their fellow human beings, and thus the whole world can be held responsible for the immense world event which purely arose from humanity's heartlessness and which results in ever greater cruelty and must therefore be described as the activity of hell, as the activity of demonic forces. And yet, people do not recognize the low spiritual level. They only look at the purely external consequences of the world event and not at the spiritual state of those whose great heartlessness also incites their fellow human beings to act with unkindness. And as long as this deplorable state of affairs is not recognized, it cannot be remedied either. As long as the human being does not recognize heartlessness as the greatest evil, he will not make any effort to live a life of love, i.e., he will not treat his fellow human being with kindness. And neither will he approve of Christ's teaching, he will reject it, because his compliance with it will not gain him any earthly advantage. However, he will also act accordingly. Love will be pushed aside again and only result in greater heartlessness. One person will endeavor to destroy the other without inhibition, he will no longer be able to distinguish between right and wrong and thus exceed himself in bitterness and cruelty, and all love will grow cold, lowering the spiritual level to the extreme, and a world without love cannot survive. It is doomed to destruction and with it everything which does not strive to redeem itself through love. Amen.